Hello, I'm Veronica Scaresbrick. Thanks for joining me.
I'd like to begin today on a musical note with a comment on the fifth Mystery of Light. I've chosen it as a tribute to the late Pope John Paul II, who died 2 years ago on Monday. The date, as you'll recall, was the 2nd of April 2005. The mystery I mentioned a moment ago is one of the five this Pope added to the traditional 15 when he published his apostolic letter on the Rosary, Rosarium Virginis Mariae, back in October 2002. So stay tuned as you're about to hear the familiar voice of the person I asked to put together this programme for us. He's music historian, Monsignor Philip Whitmore.
While they were at supper, Jesus took the bread, blessed it, and broke it, gave it to his disciples, and said, "Take, eat, this is my body." This musical account of the institution of the Eucharist comes from J.S. Bach's setting of the Passion according to St. Matthew, written in 1729 for the Good Friday liturgy at St. Thomas's Church in Leipzig. Bach had the inspired idea of giving Jesus a kind of musical halo all through the St. Matthew Passion. Whenever Jesus speaks, he's accompanied by the strings. Listen to his next words. He took the cup and blessed it, gave it to them and said, "Drink this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, which is shed for many for the remission of sins." These words of Jesus, so familiar to us from the Mass, are the heart of the mystery we're reflecting upon today, the institution of the Eucharist, the last of the mysteries of light. As we pray this mystery, we might choose to reflect upon the famous painting of the Last Supper by Leonardo da Vinci, showing Christ at table with the 12 apostles. We might choose to ponder some of the Eucharistic hymns attributed to St. Thomas Aquinas, such as the Adoro Te Devote or the Tantum Ergo Sacramentum. Or we might want to listen to some of the great wealth of Eucharistic music written in honour of the Blessed Sacrament. Of the many Eucharistic texts that have been set to music, one of the finest is surely the O Sacrum Convivium. In just a few words, it manages to express a great wealth of Eucharistic theology. It comes from the liturgy of the Feast of Corpus Christi. In fact, it's the Magnificat antiphon for Second Vespers. O sacred banquet in which we partake of Christ, his sufferings are remembered, our minds are filled with his grace, and we receive a pledge of the glory that is to be ours.
Yeah.
setting by Thomas Tallis is one of the glories of English 16th century music. But now I'd like to play you a much more recent setting as a contrast. It's by Olivier Messiaen, and it's one of the very few pieces of liturgical choral music that he wrote. For those of you who know some music theory, I should mention that it's in F sharp major, a most unusual key with six sharps in the key signature. Already that gives us a clue that he's aiming to evoke a mysterious atmosphere, taking us out of the familiar into a world of infinite peace and light as we contemplate Christ present in the Eucharist. Slow, meditative beginning as we ponder the great mystery of the Eucharistic banquet, the bread of angels on which our souls can feed, the music gradually builds up in intensity, reaching a climax on the words, Et future gloriae nobis pinius datur. A pledge of future glory is given to us. As we move towards the end of the piece, the mystical, meditative atmosphere of the opening returns. It's as if we're in the presence of Christ, who has given himself to us in the Eucharist and enabled us to share eternal life with him. The music seems to fade away into the distance. Time stops. We are left to commune with our Blessed Lord in peace, in tranquility, in everlasting joy.
Heartfelt thanks there once again to Monsignor Philip Whitmore, a music historian currently working as an official at the Vatican's Secretariat of State. Well, thanks for listening. I'm Veronica Scaresbrick.